A coalition of environmental and sport fishing groups has delivered a petition to the DNR that asks for a 90% reduction in mercury emissions from Wisconsin's big coal-burning power plants by 2012. The groups say the mercury reduction technology is improving fast. The current state rule calls for a 75% cut over a longer period. DNR Air Administrator Al Shea says Governor Doyle wants Wisconsin to get to a 90% cut, but Shea says doing so within 5 years may be tough. He says utilities here and in other states are also being forced to reduce other pollutants like nitrogen oxide.
And there is a limit on the capability of, just from a practical standpoint, of having the steel made and the equipment made and having the boilermakers available and having the site conditions, and then internal to a utility having the ability to capitalize the project. So there's an awful lot going on.
Shea also says the current state law bans deeper reductions in mercury pollution than what's called for under federal law, and the Bush administration is aiming for a 70% cut. Shea also says there are pros and cons on whether to join a national program to let utilities buy and sell mercury emission credits. He says the downside is if more states bail out, a national effort would fall apart. Environmentalists say the trading could allow more pollution in Wisconsin. The DNR board will talk about the mercury issue this week, but won't authorize public hearings on a plan until at least next month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.